Today's shiur is Masechet Bava Kamma, Daf Nun Beis, and we will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Amma Rabbi Lozer, Amaycha Bar L'Chaveroi, if somebody sells his bar to someone else, Kivin Shemos Le'Dalia, as soon as he gives him the lid of the bar, at that point, Kana, at that point, it becomes the property of the buyer. Hechidami, so ask the Gemara, what is the case that we're speaking about? Ikana b'kaspa, if we're referring that there was a sale with money that the buyer paid for the bar, so at the moment that he gave the buyer gave the seller the payment, it should become his bar. And if the other hand, Ibe Chazaka, that there was a Chazaka done with the bar, so at that moment of the Chazaka taking place, Likni Ibe Chazaka. And the way all the Mefarshim explained the Gemara's question is we know that throughout Shas, the Gemara says that Karka, real estate, the way transfer of ownership of real estate takes place is the Kesa B'Shtara B'Chazaka. So the Gemara's question is, if that's what's taking place here, that there was a proper kinyan, so of course at that point it becomes the buyer's property. Answers the Gemara loyalim b'chazaka. What we're referring to here was there was a kinyan chazaka, and however, in order for the chazaka to be considered a valid chazaka, as a buyer lemeimale, the seller must tell the buyer lechazek v'kni. Make that kinyan chazaka. The kivan shemos loydami dalya that teaches us our Gemara that giving over the lid is command amale is the equivalent of telling him lechazek v'kni, and therefore it becomes the property of the buyer. So the real unil says that this is only in a case where the seller and buyer are not at the same place. Where the kinyan is being done not in the presence of the seller. However, he says, if the kinyan is taking place in the presence of the seller, then there is no need to say lechazek v'kni. Rav Shimon Shkop says that even though the buyer and seller are there together, he says a kinyan still has to take place. Because as we often learn in Shas, in order for a transaction to have halakhic validity, there has to be a kinyan for it to be considered a valid transaction. Says the Gemara of Shub ben Levi, Hamaycha Bayis L'Chaveri, if somebody sells his home to somebody else, Kivin Shemosel L'Mafteach, the moment he gives the seller gives the buyer the keys to the home, Kana, we have a valid kinyan. So here too, ask the Gemara, Heichidami, exactly what are the circumstances that we are discussing? Ibe Kaspa, if there was money transferred, so as we said earlier in the shiur, property could be transferred with a kinyan kesef. And if there was a chazaka that's taking place, so again, ask the Gemara, Ibe Chazaka, Likni Ibe Chazaka. The halacha is that a chazaka should be adequate. Answers the Gemara l'olam b'chazaka. We're talking here about a kinyan chazaka. But in order for kinyan chazaka to be considered a valid kinyan, or by l'meimele, we have to say lechazek kni. You have to give those words. And the Gemara say that at that point the kinyan will become valid. And the Gemara is teaching us kivin shemos l'mafteach. If the seller gave the buyer the keys to the house, that is good enough. You don't have to have the words recited. And the Torah Chaim, in explaining this entire Gemara, explains, how do we understand this Gemara? He says, the way we understand this Gemara is that throughout Shas, we often speak about Kinyonim. And he explains, what is the purpose of a kinyan? He says the purpose of a kinyan is to show seriousness. So says the Torah Chaim, as long if the kinyan is to show seriousness, similarly, by giving the key, it shows that level of seriousness. And since it shows that level of seriousness, we don't need to have any more than that, and there's no need to make any announcements. Amar Shlok Yashim Rav Yanai, Hamoicha Eide L'Chaveroi, if somebody's selling a herd of sheep to someone else, Kimet Shemasolei Mashchuches, as soon as he gives him over the Mashchuches, which the Gemara is going to explain what that means, the Aloch is Kana. And again, here too, asking, where Hechidomi, exactly what is the case? Even Mashicha, if the kinyan is taking place with a kinyan Mashicha, Likni Mashicha, so then Mashicha is a valid kinyan. V'Mesira, and if there's a kinyan Mesira, Likni Mesira. So Rashi explains that Rish Lakish here is speaking about the kinyan of a Behemah Daka. And there's two ways of affecting a kinyan with a small animal, with a Behemah Daka. If the kinyan is taking place in a simta, not in the Rishus Rabbim, or in a place that belongs to the seller and buyer, then Mashicha is adequate. If the kinyan is taking place in the Rishus Rabbim, or a Nechatzah that doesn't belong to there, the Mesira would be quiet. So the Gemara's question, according to Rashi, is wherever the kinyan is taking place, whatever the halacha dictates is a valid way of making a kinyan, that should be sufficient. Answers the Gemara, Lailam of Mashicha. We're talking about there was a kinyan Mashicha. But again, as we've been learning throughout our shir, the seller has to tell the buyer, Leich Mashicha Kni. And he has to tell him, do the Mashicha. And the Gemara is teaching us that Kivin, the Masalai Meshchuchis, the moment he gives him over the Meshchuchis, is Kamanda Amalai. It is the equivalent of saying Leich Meshach Kni, and that would be significant. That would be sufficient. But ask the Gemara, my Meshchuchis, what is the definition of Meshchuchis? Says the Gemara, Hocha Tergema, in Bavel they would define it as the Kakashta, it's the bell that they used to have in the front of the herd of sheep that to direct it. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Iza de Azla Baresh Adra. There was a specific goat that was taken at the head of the herd, which is the leader of the sheep. Kedarsha Galula, it says Galula, as we find that there was this individual from Golos would say a leader of Chizda, when he would speak about people who lead Klal Yisrael in an improper manner, he would say, Kairogas Raya al Ono, when the leader of the sheep gets angry over the Nagdoi, he makes Samusa, he makes the animal that's leading the sheep blind, and by leading him when he's blind, that's what causes that all the sheep will be damaged, because they were led in a way that will cause them, they were led in a way that will cause them to be, I guess the best way to say it, is misled. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked the obvious question. Yes, it could be that the shepherd is upset at the sheep. And he's upset at the sheep, and the way he does what he has to do is that he wants to punish them. But by leading the leader, by blinding the leader of the sheep, he isn't doing anything bad to the sheep. He will be the one that will suffer the most. So what is the point of doing this? So the Mefarshim say that the Gemara is speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he leads us. And he says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that Klal Yisrael is not acting as they're supposed to be acting, what happens is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relies on the leadership of Klal Yisrael. that they should continue at least to be mispalel on behalf of Klal Yisrael, at least to see that Klal Yisrael should move in direct in the proper direction. What the Gemara is saying here is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that Klal Yisrael is acting inappropriately, so what the Gemara says is, Hahu Gelula Alei D'Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda here really stands for Rav Chesed. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite chesed to Klal Yisrael, sees that Klal Yisrael is not acting the way that they're supposed to act, what he does is, he Ovid L'Negida Shamusa, he makes that the leadership of Klal Yisrael should be blind. They shouldn't see all of the faults of Klal Yisrael. And by not seeing the faults of Klal Yisrael, that will cause that they should continue being mispalel on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Says the Divrei Yisrael in a Sefer Klali Araisa. He said that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk says, Echanoisi Echarochen. The Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the wonderful warehouses of gifts that I have for Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the one that gets from these warehouses of gifts? It says, Mi sheyesh loy, ani noisen loy mescharoy. Mi she'ein loy, somebody who's deserving of these gifts, I give him. And someone who's not deserving, I give him chesed chinam. Says the Gemara. That says the Divrei Yisrael, that's Peshat in the Gemara. Karogas Rayal Ona. When they don't have their own schusim to get schar from Kadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ofla negis amisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns away, doesn't look if they're deserving or not. Rather, v'chanoise sherochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite chesed, gives them even if they're not worthy. And I saw that the Divrei Shaul has shot in this Gemara that if the leader of Klal Yisrael, what the Gemara means to say, is that when Klal Yisrael is acting appropriately, we allow ourselves to be led by proper leaders. But when Klal Yisrael is not acting appropriately, what does that mean? Instead of us being led by leaders, we lead the leaders. And there's a famous word, the Gemara Masechta Soita, Daf Mem Tes says that in the time when Klal Yisrael is not acting appropriately, Pnei Ador, Kibnei HaKelef. What does that mean? That if you look at a person walking with his dog, you'll see that the dog always runs ahead of its owner until he gets to the corner. He doesn't know which direction to go. That's when he waits and looks in which direction the owner is going, and then he jumps ahead. Says the Gemara, Pnei Hador Kipnei HaKelef. What happens is that when Klal Yisrael is not acting appropriately, what happens is they allow themselves, that the leaders act like the dog, that instead of them taking the leadership role, they let others lead them. And that is, of course, a terrible situation. And I saw that the Sefer Igaris Seferim explains that, of course, every morning in the Brach of Ahava Rabbah, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'har Eineinu B'Sar Asecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should enlighten our eyes with the Torah. And the question that needs to be asked is, why is the words V'har Eineinu B'Sar Asecha used? Why are the eyes singled out? So he explains that the eyes that are being referred to are actually the Einei Ho'eda, the leadership of Klal Yisrael. And what we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is V'har Eineinu B'Sar Asecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that those who are the leaders of Klal Yisrael, V'har Eineinu, that they should succeed in their learning and that they should have the right vision and the right knowledge to be able to lead us in the proper way. Says the Mishnah, we spoke previously on Daf Nun Aleph Amun Aleph about a bar of Shutfim, a pit that's owned by partners. So says the Mishnah, Kisol Harishin, if after the first person properly covered the bar, or bar Sheni, and now the second owner of this bar, Umatzah Megula, and he finds the bar uncovered. Presumably, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, what happened here is that the lid of the bar got deteriorated. And he doesn't cover it after he finishes using it. Hasheni Chayiv. The second person will be Chayiv for whatever damage happens in the bar. This way, Rashi learns the Gemara. Many Rishonim don't agree with Rashi's pshat, that if the second person actually used the bar, then of course the halacha is that even if he found it uncovered and he uncovered it, as we learned in our previous shiurim, he should be chayiv. Rather, they explain that the Mishnah is teaching us that if he found it uncovered, even though he didn't personally at this point use the bar, but he's a partner in this bar, and therefore, since he's a partner in the bar, he should have had taken the responsibility that he sees that the bar is not properly covered, that he should now cover it. And if he didn't do so, he shall be held responsible. And the Rechidish of this Mishnah says, the Rimulunil is, that we might have thought that it should be the responsibility of the first person who used the bar and covered the bar to constantly come and check if the bar is properly covered. Teaches us the Mishnah that if he properly covered, there is no specific obligation to constantly be checking on the bar. What would be the halacha if the first person, not like the case of our Mishnah, did not cover the bar properly, and then the second person came and found it and not covered, and he didn't cover it? So most Rishonim are of the opinion that in that case, this way Rashi explains, they both should be held responsible. Says the Mishnah further, Kesar Karoi, that the bar was properly covered, but as we speak about, and we'll speak about this extensively in our shir, the cover of the bar deteriorated, and therefore v'nafal takashar chamor, an animal fell into it, or mace, and the animal dies, potter, because since they covered it properly, they will not be held responsible. But if they did not cover it properly, and then v'nafal takashar chamor, an animal fell in and died, mace, then they will be chayiv. Says the Mishnah further, a bar that was dug, and the worker of the owner of this bar walked into that bar to make it deeper or wider, v'nafal afanav, and then at that point an animal was walking by, and the animal fell in. Again, we'll say the Pasha Pshat, and the Gemara will explain this more. V'nafal afanav mikol kriya, if the animal fell in face forward, chayiv, then the person who is digging the bar, the person who owns the bar, will be chayiv. The person who's digging the bar and is making the noise, however, will not be chayiv, because he's no more than a goyrim, and as we often discuss, a grama ben zaken's potter. However, if the animal that fell into the bar was la'achrav, mikol akriya, fell backwards, what that means, again, we will learn in Mitzvah Shem the Gemara, then he'll be potter. The Rashba brings an interesting Yerushalmi. He says, one moment, Nafal Toichai, but it fell into the bar Shar V'Kalev, a shar that was carrying with it the various tools that it works with, V'Nishtabru, and they break. Chamar, or the donkey, fell in V'Kalev, and the tools that it works in, V'Niskaru, or the saddle that he wear, got torn. Chayv al Behema, you will be Chayv on the Behema, but you'll be Potter al Kalem. Halacha that we've learned, the opinion of the Rabbanon, is that bar v'lay, shar v'lay Adam, bar shar v'lay Kalim, chamar v'lay Kalim. The opinion of Rabbanan is that there's a special rule by bar that you're not responsible for the Kalim. But as I was starting to say, the Rashbah quotes or Yushalmi, that this opinion of the Rabbanan is only that your potter on Kalim is only by a bar that's 10 tefachim deep. But quotes the Rashbah, the Yushalmi, that the opinion of the Yerushalmi is that if a bar is 9 tefachim deep, so just like if a bar is 9 tefachim deep, we often discuss in our shiurim that there can't be any chiv for misa, for animal dying in the bar, or there will be a chiv for nizakin, for damages that take place in that bar. Quotes the Rashbah, the Yerushalmi will say that in a bar which is 9 tefachim deep, there will be chiyah for kalim. The Torah on kalim is only when the bar is 10 tefachim deep. The Rashbah says that this is an interesting opinion of the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli doesn't agree, because we learned the Bavli as we just learned the Bavli's simple pshat, that by a bar, the Rabbanan hold is no chiyah of kalim. The Chazon Yecheskel disagrees, and he says that the Yerushalmi does not mean to explicitly disagree with the Bavli. What he means, he says that the Yerushalmi means to say that there is, that the bar that we're learning now, that the halacha is bar v'lo kalim, says the Chazon Yecheskel, the Yerushalmi means to teach us that that's only in a case where the kalim are useless after they fell and broke in the bar. But in a case where they will not be totally useless, in a case where the bar will not be totally useless, for example, where the keli will not be totally useless, they broke, the keli broke, but it's somewhat useful still, then the halacha will be that the bar, that there will be chiv on kelim. And he says, therefore, the Yerushalmi does not necessarily argue with the Bavli. Says the Mishnah, Nafal Taicha Shor Cher Shait V'Katan, and again the Gemara will focus. What does that mean? And Pashup Shad, as we'll learn in the Gemara, means that the animal that fell in is a Cher Shait V'Katan Chayiv. Then he's Chayiv. Ben Abbas, but if a young boy or girl fell in, and they don't necessarily have the intelligence to make sure not to fall into a bar, or the victims were Evra Amar. And all these cases, the halacha will be that you'll be potter. So the Miri explains that what does a shor mean, cotton mean, that still not have been taught how to work in a bar and how to avoid in a bar. And here too, there's a machlokes rishonim. When we say that this yechayiv, what does the mean? The Rambam says that you'll be chayiv, you'll be potter on the potter, and there's a difference between the zikin and misa. The Ravid says that there is no room for such a differentiation. So we learned that the Mishnah began, he saw a rishon, that the first person of the partnership in this bar covered it properly. That means, as we said, that the lid deteriorated. Hasheni chayv arishin potter. Ask the Gemara, v'rishin at emes mifter. The Gemara's question is that, as Rashi explains, it's inconceivable to say that the person will be potter forever. So the first one will be potter forever. The Gemara's question is, until when will the rishin be potter and will be completely the responsibility of the second person? Amarav. Until there is enough time that he should come back and see that his bar was left open. And only at that point will he be potter. But once he could have known that the bar was left unopen, that's at that point that he'll be chayiv. So the way Rashi explains, that means until he came to the place of the bar and saw that it's open, will he not be held responsible? The Tosfos disagrees. It doesn't mean that he has to physically come and see that the bar was left unopened. Tosfos explains that what Rav means to say that once people became aware that the bar is open, then the halacha is that he becomes responsible. The Ritz says that if Rav holds that if the bar is in a place that it's easily visible, that it's left unopened, then he can't say, I didn't see that it was left up open. If it's easily obvious that it was left up open, then you are responsible. The Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel's opinion, it doesn't require that he should come and see. We're going to learn like Rashi. As long as he was notified, he becomes responsible. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, just because he was notified that it was left open, it is inadequate. He has to be notified. He should hire workers, who could prepare the proper materials, to close up the bar. And until then, you're not going to be chayiv. So the Rishonim ask that this is a very interesting opinion. Because usually in halacha, the halacha likes to give a consistent opinion that applies to everyone. Here the Gemara is giving us an opinion that depends on a lot of different factors. Sometimes it takes longer till you become aware. Sometimes it takes less time till you become aware. Sometimes there's more work that needs to be done, or less work that needs to be done. I saw an interesting a discussion in the Ramah. The Ramah discusses when you have to get materials. So sometimes the materials are readily available, but if you're going to buy the materials, they're expensive. If on the other hand, you're going to prepare those materials yourself, they're not as expensive. So the Ramah discusses, how do we look at this Gemara? Do we look at this Gemara that he since he knows his bar was left open, he should immediately run to repair, to get the materials, buy the materials, so he should be able to quickly be able to close the bar? Or is the definition that he has to be able to close, that he has to be able to prepare himself? We don't make him spend the money to buy it. Says the Gemara, Kisakroi, we learned in the Mishnah that if the bar was covered properly, but ask the Gemara, this doesn't seem to make any sense. If the bar was covered properly, how did it happen that that animal should fall in there? Answers the Gemara, as we mentioned a number of times when we learned the Mishnah, Amar Yitzchak Bar Bachana is referring to situations that worms, the bar deteriorated internally, and that's how the animal, and that's why the animal, when he walked on it, fell in. Ibailuhu, ask the Gemara, Kisoy Kisush Yoch Lamed Lefnei Shvarim, he covered it in a way that it could withstand axe walking on it. Very Yoch Lamed Lefnei Gemolim, but it's not strong enough that it should be able to camel should walk on it. And again, explains the Rajba, it goes the other way as well. It's strong enough for camels, but not for oxen. And moreover, say to Rishonim, that let's say it's in a place like in the world that we live in. So it's strong enough to withstand animals, but it's not strong enough for a car. And if it's common that cars should go there, then the halacha, of course, we would take that into consideration. So says the Gemara. So what happened is, it was strong enough for Shvarim, not strong enough for Gemalim, Vasu Gemalim Varua, and therefore when the camels walked on top of it, they ruined that bar. And now, Vasu Shvarim, and now axe walk on it, for Nafli Bay, because the bar, the cover got weakened. Mai. What will be the halacha? Says the Gemara. The Gemara explains the Shaila. Amri, Hechidami. Let's understand the situation. If it's common that Gemalim should walk there, so of course, Pesheyahu, the person who made such a weak cover is a Pesheya. Says the Gemara, on the other hand, if it's not common that Gemalim should walk there. So as far as the Shvarim are concerned, he's a onus. But point out the Rishonim. The let's say he made it strong enough for Shvarim, not strong enough for Gemalim, and Gemalim walked in it and they fell in. So then for sure he'll be held responsible. Because since he made a cover that isn't strong enough for Gemalim, he's going to be held responsible. Says the Gemara, the way to understand the question is like Tzricha d'Asa l'Prakim. Gemalim don't usually walk there. Mimrin and Kivin d'Asin l'Prakim. But since they usually don't go there, but sometimes they do. Kivin d'Asin l'Prakim, since they come there sometimes, so then he's considered Pesheya. The boy last Sukidati, he should have taken into consideration that there's a real possibility that the Gemalim are going to come there. At this point, there are no Gemalim. He doesn't have to think about it, and therefore be considered honest. Toshima. So the Gemara wants to answer this question from what we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Kisa Kuroi, if the bar was covered properly, V'nachal V'taycha Sharach Hamar Umeis Potter. So the question is, Heichidami, Ilema Kuroi L'Shvarim or Kuroi L'Gamelim, that he made a really proper cover, Heichinafel. So how did this happen? El Lav, doesn't the Mishnah mean to be speaking about a case? Kuroi L'Shvarim, it's strong enough for Shvarim, and it's not strong enough for Gemalim. Says the Gemara further, Ida Shchichi Gemalim, if there are camels that walk there on a regular basis, my potter, why will he be considered potter? Pesheyahu, the fact that he didn't make a proper cover should make him, for Gemalim that walk there, should make him chayiv. V'idaloshchichi Gemalim, and if camels don't normally walk there, pshita, that onesu, he's an oinus. He made a cover which is strong enough for what is the case in this situation. Elav, what must be the case? Da'asyola prokim, that camels come there infrequently. And what happened here was, Vasu Gemalim Varua, and Gemalim walked there, and they ruined the cover. Vasu Shvarim, and now Shvarim walked on it, V'naflubei, V'ktani Potter. Alma, says the Gemara, Kivin the Hashtaleka, since right now, at the situation that we're looking at, there are no Gemalim, there were only Shvarim, and it's strong enough for the Shvarim, he's considered Anus. Says Amri Loi. That isn't the way to explain the Mishnah. Loilam, he made a cover which is Keroi L'Shvarim, Keroi L'Gemalim, strong enough for both of them. I, if it's strong enough for both of them, the Kakashalach, Heichinafel, so how did this accident occur? Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Baba Chana, Shesliyim Atoichai. That happened was that they got ruined. And the real no says a very interesting way of understanding the Gemara. He used material that were meant to last 10 years. And what happened was that they deteriorated after 5 years. So if you bought materials that are supposed to last 10 years, and then something happened and they only lasted 5 years, you're considered oinus. Tashma. So the Gemara brings a raya from the safe of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, like the Sakurai, V'nafal Techeshar Amar V'chameis, Chayiv. Ask the Gemara, Hechidami, exactly what is the case that the Mishnah refers to? Ilema, that you're going to say, like Kuroi L'Shvarim, like Kuroi Gemalim, that the cover is inadequate. Pshita, Tzrich L'Meim V'chayiv. If you made an inadequate cover, it's obvious that you're Chayiv. Elalav, isn't the Mishnah speaking about the case? Kuroi L'Shvarim, like Kuroi L'Gemalim. So continues the Gemara. Hechidami, exactly what is the circumstance of the Mishnah? Idishchichi Gemalim, if this is a place where Gemalim often come, so if you made a cover that isn't strong enough for that, Pesheyahu. Vidaloshchichi Gemalim, so you shouldn't have to be thinking about Gemalim, Anasu. Elalav, isn't the case of the Mishnah, the Asi L'Prokim, that they come infrequently, the Gemalim. Vasu Gemalim Varua, and they walked over to cover the pit and they ruined it. And then Vasu Shvarim, and then Shvarim came V'naflubai, V'ktani, and the Mishnah teaches us that Yechayiv. Isn't this a raya, Alma, the Kivin d'Asi L'Prokim, since they come infrequently, still, by you not thinking about that possibility, you're a Pesheya. The Boilei L'Sukhi Date, says the Gemara Loi. The Mishnah is talking about Keroi L'Shvarim V'loi Keroi L'Gemalim. b'shchichi gemalim. But there, it was strong enough for shvarim, not strong enough for gemalim. And gemalim do walk here commonly, or the kashalok. So the question was, if that's the case, that gemalim walk by here, then you're a pesheya. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah was not here to tell us a chiddush, but rather the way to understand the Mishnah, I did the Nos of Reisha. The Reisha is teaching us that he saw Kroi, that you made a good cover, and what happened, as we learned, was his Sliya Matoichai, it just got deteriorated, not in the time that it should have. That's why Nos of Nami Loika saw Kroi, and as the Rishonim explained, even though there is no chiddush in the Sefer of the Mishnah, it was very common that the Mishnah should tell us both sides of the coin, kisar karoi, and like kisar karoi, even though it doesn't really represent the chiddush. Ikadamri, Minad is a different version. Hai nami loy baylon. There is no question, the kivin, the asin leprokim, since camels do come here, albeit infrequently, if you made a cover which is not strong enough for the gemalim, pesheyuhu. The Baile Sukadati, you should have recognized that there's a real possibility that camels are going to come. Ki Bailon Hochel, who the Bailon? Kisar Kusush Yochalam Bifne Shvarim. You made a cover that could stand for Shvarim. Veni Yochalam Bifne Gemalim. Ushkrichi Gemalim. And there are Gemalim that walk here. But what happened here was the Slima Toichai. It wasn't the Gemalim that ruined the bar. It was the fact that the cover of the bar deteriorated by itself. Mahu, what will be the halachim? And the Gemara explains its question. Mi amrin, mi gedav p'shoy sheyaitz a gemalim, that since it's not strong enough for gemalim, so you, by making a cover which is not strong enough for gemalim, so then you're considered a pesheya. And once you're considered a pesheya, then you're going to be a pesheya even for atlaw, for which you're not a pesheya. Once you get the title, once you're identified as a pesheya, you're a pesheya even for something which you're, for that circumstance, not a pesheya. For what you're a pesheya, you're a pesheya, and for what you're not a pesheya, you're not a pesheya. Toshma, Sagmar wants to answer the question based on what we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Kishtar Kuroi v'nofel otakashar chamar u'meis potter, vitmalo, and we learned, Amar Rav Yitzchak Abba Bechana, what was the case of our Mishnah, shetli metoicha, that the cover, the lid deteriorated. And we asked, Heichidomi, what is the case? Ilei mekuroi l'shvarim mekuroi l'gemalim, that you made a proper cover for shvarim and gemalim. And what happened here was, v'tzli metoicha, and then the cover deteriorated. Pshita de potter, of course you'll be potter. May have a little mevid. You did everything you were supposed to do. Elalav must not be the case of the Mishnah. Kuroil shvarim, it's strong enough for shvarim. V'loi kuroil gemalim, it's not strong enough for gemalim. V'shchichi gemalim, and camels do come in this area. And what happened here was v'sli metoichai, but that's not what ruined your cover. What ruined your cover was v'sli metoichai. V'ktani, that you're potter. Alma, isn't this a raya that our Mishnah's opinion is? The lawyer meaning, migi da have pesheya l'gmalim, ha pesheya l'inyanat law. Says the Gemara loy. That's not the way we're going to explain the Mishnah. You made a bar that's kroy l'gmalim v'kroy l'shvarim. It's strong enough for both of them. V'slir m'toichai. Ah, you're going to ask, the kashalach, as we've been saying throughout our shir, ki slir m'toichai may have a lamevet. What do you want from this person? What should he have done? Says the Mardu Taimer, he should have gone and checked on it. Kamash Malon, that you're not chai for that. So many Rishonim ask a question in this Gemara. Why isn't this, if it wasn't made strong enough for both of them, and both of them come there, and then what happened was, it wasn't that the animal walked on and it ruined it. It was a Sli B'Toichai. Why don't we apply here the concept that we've discussed in previous shurim of Tchilas B'Pshia V'Soifa B'Oinus. Says the Gemara, so Toisus Devri Amask V'Shrichi, quoting the reverse, says, we don't apply the concept of Tchilas B'Pshia V'Soifa B'Oinus only in a case where the Oinus came because of the Pshia. Here, the oinus is not related to the pshia, because even if he would have made a proper cover for shvarim and gemalim, the oinus would have happened anyway. The Meiri, quoting the Gedolei Previntzu, said, we don't say tchilas b'pshia v'soifah b'oinus, only with an oinus, which is something that, it's a type of oinus that you should have thought about. Here, we're talking about an oinus of hitzliya matoiche, which is something that we shouldn't have anticipated in any way. The Meiri also quotes the Ravid, the halacha of tchilasoi, b'pshia v'soifah b'oinus, is only in a case where the oinus is connected to the pshia, that you didn't make a cover that's strong enough for gemalim, and then it got ruined and a gomel fell in. But what if it wasn't a gomel that fell in? Then it was a person that fell in. Then the aloch, it was a shor that fell in. Then you will not be chayiv. Toshma. So says the Gemara. Let's learn the end of our Mishnah. The end of our Mishnah says that loy tusak roy v'nafal toif v'shar chamor of meis chayiv. Again, heichidami. What is the case of our Mishnah? Ilema loy kroy l'shvar v'loy kamar gemalim, that the cover was totally inadequate. Tzrich l'meim with the chayiv. Of course you'll be chayiv. El laf, isn't the case kroy l'shvar v'loy kroy l'gemalim v'deshchichi gemalim? If it's a place where gemalim frequent, then you peshehu. It's a place where gemalim are not frequent, then you're honest. Elalav, what must be the case that the shchichi gemalim, the slichim etoichoi, that it's gemalim that come there, but that's not what ruined the cover. What ruined the cover was the slichim etoichoi. But yet the Mishnah says yechayiv al mamrinin. The bigger they have a pshoyla in your gemalim, have pshoyla in your aslo as well. It says loy loylam. It's speaking about a case kroy l'shvarim. V'loy k'roy l'gemalim. U'shchichi gemalim. V'asa gemalim v'arua, the gemalim came and ruined the cover. V'asa shvar v'naflebe. And then shvarim fell in. I the kakashlok pshita, that of course you should be chayiv, pishayihu, says the Gemara, I did the nos of reishik so k'roy, since the Mishnah wanted to tell us that when you covered it properly, you're going to still be chayiv. And as we learned a moment ago, but the reason is because halacha does not require you or expect of you to go on a regular basis to check if the cover is good. So similarly, so even though there is no chiddush, toshma. The Mishnah spoke about a case of nafal tachas shor cher shayt of a cotton suma, the animal was blind, or amalch belayla, or the animal was walking at night, then in all these cases, chayiv. In all these cases, there was no reason to expect them not to fall in. Pikeichu mahalch b'yoyim. But let's say the animal is a intelligent animal walking by day, potter. V'amai, name a mahav b'sheil in yecherish. Since we're saying it's a b'sheil for an animal that's not intelligent enough, shouldn't that make it, if we apply the concept of the migui, have a name b'sheil in yebikeich? Alav shma mina. We see from here the loy amrina migui. We don't apply the concept of migui shma mina. We have a very clear raya. So to summarize the Gemara, in a case that the cover is not strong enough for shvarim and gemalim, then the halacha is that you're pashay and you're chayiv, and if it's strong enough for both of them. But the cover got his slia, it fell apart, you'll be potter. In a case where it's strong enough for shvarim and not for gemalim, if it's a place where gemalim are frequent, you'll be chayiv. If it's a place where gemalim don't come, then you'll be potter the shvarim. And it doesn't make a difference how the cover got ruined, whether it got ruined because gemalim walked on it, or whether it got ruined because it was a slia. In a place where it's strong enough that for shvarim, but not strong enough for gemalim, and gemalim do come there, albeit infrequently, according to the first version of the Gemara, it's a question if you'll be chayiv if a shvar walked there. According to the second Lashon, you're a pesheya, and you'll be chayev if a shor falls in there.